and a shroud of will-o'-the-wisp fire. So there it was. Having made its presence known, the wind whale was embarking on a program of terrorism and attrition that would not stop till the Wicker Man proved he could stop it. Toad Killer Dog snarled at the Wicker Man till the glaze left his rheumy eyes, and he nodded once, sharply. He began to shake so hard he creaked and squeaked. He was trying to control his rage. To yield might prove fatal. One of those bolts, accurately delivered, could destroy his toy body, leaving him next to powerless, his army at the mercy of the monster above. Somewhere out there, planning around the camp, were mantas watching for a chance at the quick kill missed during the surprise attack. The shaking faded. In a controlled whisper, the Wicker Man said,
"Kill those campfires. They light us as targets."
Then he began the slow, painful process of surrounding himself with spells against the manta's bolts. Toad Killer Dog limped around, snapping and growling to make the soldiers hurry. Dousing the fires did not help. The mantas came in all night. Their accuracy did not decrease. Neither did it improve. The thing seemed more interested in harassment than killing, in keeping everyone awake and frightened of the moment the next blow would fall. It was a weakling's way to fight. Though no tears fell from the sky when a bolt did splatter a soldier. The minions of the tree god were trying to panic and disperse the Limper's army. That puzzled Toad Killer Dog. They were not that tender of heart. Men slipped away by twos and threes. He galloped as fast as he could on three real legs and a wooden one, yelping and nipping and driving them back, and in interim moments, trying to get a feel for that monster in the sky. Some of the deserters objected to his bullying. He had to kill a dozen before everybody got their minds right. Something familiar about a few of the lesser life sparks up there. The beast sensed the Wicker Man's summons. He trotted over. Spells now enfolded the Wicker Man in layers of protection. Pain leaked out. Toad Killer Dog was amused. The more surely the old shadow guarded himself, the greater was his pain. To make himself absolutely safe, the Limper would have to subject himself to an agony that would rob him of all reason, to the point where he might not be able to get back out from behind the layered defense. The beast wondered if they knew that up there. The Wicker Man knew the answer.
"The one they call the White Rose is riding the Wind Whale, shaping their tactics."
Toad Killer Dog woofed in exasperation.
"The White Rose! Soft of heart, but bitterly lethal of maneuver."
It all fell into place. She had locked them into no-win positions already, without doing her conscience an injury. The Limper could suffer protecting himself or ease the pain and get blown off his withy steed. They could watch their army evaporate through desertion or terrorize the men into staying and have them mutiny. And, from what he recalled of the White